Good morning. My guests this morning are Ellen Bluestein and Doron from the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we are moving along talking about the films of this year's 22nd annual Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. And this one, it will be playing on Tuesday, November 14th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., two shows. And it's called Sabaina Hijacking, My Version. Great title. So talk about it.
So let me start with a confession.
Yeah.
Before I watched this film, I really didn't want to like it because it's about hijacking an airplane, and it's not something you would really would love to see. And I just couldn't not love this film. against my better judgment, it was a good film. And our committee, some 20 people of our film committee, felt the same. It was voted very, very high. Uh-huh. Out of over 60 films, it was number 3.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's a very, let's start with that.
Okay.
It's a documentary about the hijacking of a Sabena Airlines airplane in 1972 from Belgium to Tel Aviv. It tells the story firsthand with interviews of people who were involved in the actual occurrences, and also with a dramatic reenactment of the events. So you get both the drama and the testimonials. Uh-huh. And really surprisingly, I mean, statistically surprising, 3 of the people who were involved in this ended up becoming Israeli prime ministers.
Wow.
Yes. So Shimon Peres, who was both Israeli prime minister and Israel's president and Nobel Prize laureate, and then Ehud Barak, who was he was the head of the commando unit involved, he was chief of staff and defense minister and Israeli prime minister. And the current sitting Israeli prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, was a young lieutenant in the special forces.
Amazing.
And what's even more amazing is that you get the angle of the terrorists. One of the surviving terrorists is actually interviewed for the film, and she tells her story firsthand without trying to paint it in pink. And it's really, you get all perspectives. It's really, really powerful.
Wow. What an amazing film.
And I would like to say a word to all of our audience members out there who resist our documentaries. We show great documentaries.
I'm sure.
And don't miss this one. After the show, we're actually having a speaker. We're very fortunate that at Sonoma State University this year, Dr. Ziv Rubinowitz, who's an Israeli Institute teaching fellow, is here in Sonoma County. He just got here in August, and he's coming to speak after the matinee and after the evening show about this and about, you know, I think terrorism too, and it's a general topic.
Yes. Well, the thing is that this hijacking was the first ever hijacking of a commercial airplane, and it changed the way airlines deal with terrorism and with counterterrorism. So, and he specializes in that, and he will be able to give an amazing perspective about it.
Actually, the name of the group was Black September. That probably will like spark people's memories.
It does mine.
Because that was definitely in the news back then in 1972.
Right. I didn't realize that. It was all the way up in 1972 when that first happened. That's really quite amazing. This is a real international event, this movie.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Okay, let's tell people that for one thing, the more I hear about the movies this year, the more I want to tell people, get your tickets right away because they're going to go.
Oh, they're definitely going, yes.
Right.
They're going.
So for information and ticket information, 528-4222. Online, it's jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.